The wind tunnelled down the road towards Frieda Klein, and the rain fell steadily. She walked through the darkness, trying to tire herself out. This time of night, the small hours when the streets were almost deserted and foxes scavenged in the bins, was when she felt London belonged to her. She reached the Strand and was about to cross over to get to the Thames when her mobile vibrated in her coat pocket. It would ring at this time. She pulled it out and looked at the screen. Yvette Long. Detective Constable Yvette Long. Yvette?
It's Carlson!
Yvette's voice was loud and harsh in her ear.
He's been hurt.
Carlson? What's happened to him?
I don't know.
Yvette sounded as if she was holding back tears.
I just heard. It's all a bit confused. Someone's been arrested. Carlson's in hospital. He's being operated on. It sounds serious. I don't know anymore. I had to call someone.
Which hospital?
St. Dunstan's. I'm on my way.
She pushed the phone back into her pocket. St. Dunstan's was in Clerkenwell, a mile away, maybe more. She hailed a taxi and stared out of the window until she saw the grimy upper floors of the hospital ahead. The woman at reception couldn't find anyone called Carlson on the system.
Try A&E, she said, pointing to the right. Across the courtyard. There's a corridor directly ahead.
At A&E reception, Frieda had to join a queue. A man at the front was asking why his wife hadn't been seen yet. She'd been waiting for 2 hours, more than 2 hours. The receptionist explained to him very politely and very slowly how the queues were managed according to urgency. Frieda looked at her phone. It was 4:20 in the morning. The man seemed reluctant to leave. He restated his complaint more loudly, then got into an argument with a tracksuited teenager behind him whose right hand was wrapped in a grubby dish towel. An old man in front of Frieda turned round to her and sighed. His face was greenish-grey.
Bloody waste of time, he said.
Frieda didn't reply.
My wife made me come. It's just my arm and my indigestion.
Frieda looked at him more closely. What do you mean? What do you feel like?
It's my indigestion.
Describe it.
Like a clamp round my chest. I just need some Alka-Seltzer.
Come with me, said Frieda, and she dragged the confused man to the front. The man at reception stopped his complaint and looked round.
There's a queue.
Frieda pushed him aside. This man may be having a coronary, she said. The receptionist looked puzzled.
Who are you?
Coronary, said Frieda. That's the word you need to hear. And then there were a few minutes of shouting and banging doors, and the man was lifted onto a trolley and suddenly it was calm again. And Frieda and the receptionist were looking at each other.
Is he your father?
I'm here about Malcolm Carlson, said Frieda. Chief Inspector Malcolm Carlson.
Are you a relative?
No.
Are you a colleague?
No.
Then I'm sorry, we can't give out information.
Actually, I was a colleague. We did work together.
The woman looked doubtful.
Are you a police officer?
I was employed by him and he's a friend.
I'm sorry.
At least let me know his condition.
Excuse me, could you please step aside? There are people waiting for treatment.
Do you have a supervisor?
If you don't move aside, I'll call security.
All right, call security. I can...
Frieda!
She looked round. Yvette was out of breath, her cheeks flushed. She fumbled in her bag, produced her badge and showed it to the receptionist. Frieda saw that her hands were trembling. The receptionist took the badge and examined it closely, as if it might be a prank. Finally, she gave a sigh.
Through the door on the far side of the waiting room and ask there, is this woman with you?
Sort of, said Yvette.
Please take her with you.
Nobody knows anything, said Yvette.
She pushed open a swing door out of the waiting room and the two women almost collided with the uniformed officer.
Is Carlson here? Said Frieda.
The young man looked at Frieda in puzzlement, and Yvette held out her badge.
How is he?
Not well.
Is he in danger?
Danger? Said the officer. He's along there, in the cubicle at the end.